Today is the 3rd of December. Welcome to Heart of Worship. My name is JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So we are officially in the last month of the year. It is my birthday month and I am so excited that God has seen us through from January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and now we November, and now we get to see December. God has been faithful, God has been kind, and I am extremely grateful to Him for keeping us thus far, and I know that He's going to allow us to end this year strong. And so with all that said, we're going to pick up from where we left off, and our verse of the day comes from Matthew 1:22-23, and it says this: "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." So Lord God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for keeping your promises, especially when it was so incredibly costly for you to do so. I want to know you better, O Lord, not just as someone I study, but as someone I encounter in my daily life. Please make your presence known as we seek you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. And so today, we enter into a new month. And so if this is your birthday month, happy birthday. I want you to live each day this month knowing that God has your back, knowing that God adores you, and knowing that God loves you so much that He would do anything with you. I want you to hold Matthew 1:22 so close to your heart. And I want you to begin to call the name Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel, God with us. He is with us always. He is with us now and forevermore. Family, we serve a God who deserves our thanks. We serve a God who deserves our praise. And so I want you to just take this moment and just go before Him with a grateful heart. And I want you to enter His courts with praise. Father, we thank you, God. Yeah. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, oh, oh. Lord, we thank you for who you are. Thank you for being kind. Thank you for your strength, oh God. Thank you for the peace of mind. Thank you for seeing me through. Yes, Lord, Mandaraba Sikitibo Shakatarama. Ikitibo Shandaraba Sikitibo Shakata. Yenderibo Shandaraba Sikitibo, yeah.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ our King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. Not what could separate us now. What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful, what a wonderful name, the name of Jesus. Because there is peace in that name. There is love in the name. There is joy in that name. There is salvation in the name. There is forgiveness in that name. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful name. What a wonderful, wonderful name. We cry on the name of Jesus. We cry on the name of Jesus. We cry on the name. We cry on the name of Jesus.
Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. Yeah. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. Yeah. For you have no rival, and you have no equal, and now and forever God reigns. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. For you have no rival, you have no equal, and now and forever our God reigns. For yours is the kingdom, and yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. For you have no rival, We serve a God who has no rival. We serve a God who has no equal, now and forever, and forever and forever and forever our God shall reign. For his is the kingdom and his is the glory. And we serve a God whose name is above every other name, whose name is above every idol, every principality. His name, it's in his name. You have no rival, you have no equal, and now and forever our God reigns. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, God, and yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, our King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name, what a glorious name. Oh, name of Jesus. It's in the name, it's in his name, it's in the name of Jesus. It's in the name, it's in the name, it's in the name of Jesus. It's in the name, it's in the name, it's in the name of Jesus. It's in the name, it's in the name, it's in the name, it's in the name. Hey. Oh, everything I need is in the name of Jesus. Yeah. For there is grace in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus. There's protection in the name, in the name, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Our dear Heavenly Father, may your name be glorified, for you alone are worthy, for you looked down on our pitiful race and chose to give your only beloved Son to be the perfect sacrifice to pay the price for our sins and those of the whole world. There are no words that are sufficient enough to praise and bless you for all that you have poured over the heads of your children and into the hearts of those that love and trust you. Thank you for the riches of the glory of the manifold blessings that by your grace you give to us all, not only in this world, but in the ages to come, for everlasting. You alone are worthy of our thanks and praise, and we bless your name now and forevermore. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. If you want to reach out to me, by all means, please do send me a message. If you go on my Instagram page at JC May and just send me a message and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. I love it when I get new listeners. It really is encouraging to know that there are people out there listening to this, and I'm not the only one enjoying this. So thank you for those who do reach out, and thank you for those who are about to reach out. But the biggest thing that has happening here on Heart of Worship is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019, and it's called The Call. I cannot express to you how excited I am about this. I think we are less than 60 days away and tickets are still available. So if you go on my Instagram page and click the link in my bio, you'll be taken to the page where you can buy your tickets, purchase your tickets. I want as many people that can be there to be there. Now, at first I was like, yeah, I want everybody to be there. I want this to be there. But I realized that God has a specific set of people that need to be there. And as I begin to pray into The Call, and as I'm beginning to pray into those that are coming, I'm beginning to realize that there's a specific set of people that God wants there. And so those people are these people. If you are ready to step into your calling, whether you are called into government, whether you are called into media, whether you are called into politics, whether you are called into business, whether you are called into families, whatever area you believe that God has called you into, I want you there on the 1st of February, because there are a few things that we are going to break. We are going to align ourselves against the very things that God has called us to do. I promise you, you will walk away that day transformed. And so I am so looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to worshiping with you all and realigning ourselves and taking new territory through our worship. Please do not come thinking it's going to be a 20-minute worship session. It really is not. We are going for hours, guys. I mean hours. So make sure you bring your bottle of water. Make sure you wear flat shoes. Make sure that you are comfortable, because we are tarrying in the spirit on the 1st of February. And so I want to make sure that you guys are aware of how much work needs to be done spiritually through our worship. We are warfaring. We are thanking God. We are crying out. We are giving back to God. We are doing as much as we possibly can on that night. I have an amazing array of men of God who are coming to pray over us and prophesy while we are there that night. And so I don't think you guys understand how much I am looking forward to the 1st of February. But with all that said, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, take care. Love you. Bye.